It's time to spill the tea with McKinsey.
Give me that tea. Ooh, scandalous. Spill it, honey.
Ooh, there is drama over on The Bachelor. Okay, spoiler alert if you haven't been watching. The big thing is all the girls just bickering, which isn't really out of the ordinary, but here's a little look inside the house. Peter asking Kelsey about her breakdown.
I heard that you had a little bit of kind of like a mental breakdown.
I mean, I was emotional, but it wasn't a breakdown. I'm like annoyed and I don't know why I was even brought up tonight.
I tell you what, it always backfires on these chicks. When they fight, he doesn't like it and it takes the attention off of him. And he always usually just gets rid of like the drama queen. So it's never a good thing to use your time with the dude to complain about other girls. But here's Kelsey and Tammy arguing over pill popping.
You accused me of having a drinking problem and popping pills.
I never said popping pills.
You did on the couch.
You did say that.
To me, that's just hurtful because it's against my character. If that wouldn't have been said, it would have been fine, but that's the only thing I addressed and said about you.
I didn't start the popping pills thing. I heard that from someone else.
From who then?
Because I don't know what kind of medication you take.
I take Adderall and birth control.
You know what this reminds me of?
College hoes love alcohol. Yeah. And popping Adderall.
I just took Adderall and birth control, okay?
Gotta double up on that sometimes.
Leave me alone. Well, dog, the bounty hunter is not engaged to your girl, Moon Angel. I know
he's
you love
not
that
with
name.
Moon Angel.
No, I'm sorry to like ruin your day, Joe.
Well,
but
thanks.
Dr. Oz, this is where it all went down. But now saying it was a test to see if she would say yes. Is that when a woman might say no? Is that what a dude will just say, oh, I'm just kidding. That was a test. Just to
you know
see
what?
If, say yes.
If you could save me some money on not having to buy an engagement ring, if I could just test you out, then like, oh, okay, now you're in for it. Let me go to Diamonds Direct. I'll hook you up.
So Angel said, no, I can't marry you because she's friends, and she was friends apparently with the ex. All this family drama happening because Dog's daughter slammed her father's relationship with Angel on social media. So I'm happy to report he's still on the market, ladies.
Oh, man, that's a catch. I mean, to be honest, though, like maybe not so much now, but like you tell me a woman 5 or 10 years ago in the prime of Dog the Bounty Hunter that didn't want some a dog. Like you did. You wanted Dog the Bounty Hunter. Am I wrong, Mackenzie?
You are wrong. He's not my type of dude, but I'm sure he's a nice guy.
All right. You can lie all you want. I know you want a dog.
I mean, I would like him to have my back. I think he'd be an awesome like bodyguard.
Oh, I guess I have committed parole violation.
I'd be more into like, oh, Ashton Kutcher, for example. He says he will never stop loving Demi Moore's daughters, even though he doesn't hang out with Demi anymore. He's still close with the girls, rumor to Lula and Scout, because he helped raise them through adolescence. He wasn't too far off like from their ages, but he says he still has a really close relationship with them. So that's really cool. I love to hear that. And okay, Oscars, swag bag, baby. We have the details. Everything inside valued at over $148,000.
For the people.
Crazy.
That have so much money to spend. Here's something you don't have to pay for.
I've gone behind the scenes at these award shows, and it's insane. Like, these people can afford all of this, but there's, like, motorcycles, trips to Fiji. Okay, so in the Oscars swag bag for nominees, there are 6 luxury getaway experiences, like spa trips, $25,000 worth of cosmetic procedures, bulletproof doors, 24-karat gold-finished vape pens. The list goes on and on. How insane.
You've always wanted.
Try to be a seat filler and then get in there and just like take a snap.
Oh,
like
do
swag
seat
bag.
Fillers get swag bags?
No, but like you're indoors. Act like you know what you're doing.
That's what I've been trying to do my whole life just for that moment.
Just pretend.
Do it.
Ooh, that was steamy. For more tea, text JAM now to 52140.
I had an incident that I'm not proud of, but to be honest, it was not my fault. Was my reaction the best to the road rage? No.
I would be scared of you coming up behind me in a vehicle when you get mad.
Yeah, well, don't cut me off like this person did. Maybe I'm wrong. I don't think I am, because otherwise I would not bring it up on the show.
Did you flip the bird?
No, I'm afraid to flip the bird, but I'll pretty much get in an accident with you. 833-563-2539. I'm going to share my road rage story that happened, but would really like to hear yours. And as far as if you've been the aggressor in a road rage incident, like why'd you lose your cool? Or have you been like kind of a person where the bird was flipped? Sorry, I just flipped McKenzie off for visuals. And things got out of hand.
Or if you are like experiencing road rage right now, you're on the road and you just want to call out whoever's in front of you. This is your chance.
We'll talk to you next. It's Joe McKenzie on Radio Now.